Welcome back to Real Estate and You. Mayor Morse, I do appreciate it because I think that's some news that people have to hear, especially when you have the skies falling. We need to know some good truth news. But that's not all. There's some more good things that are happening to prevent some disasters in the future. Will you tell us about those?
Let's talk about streets a little bit. You know, we have finally, this last budget cycle, we now have a plan to work on our streets. Our plan is to be able to go through all of the streets in San Angelo on an 8-year cycle and to do the maintenance that's necessary to protect our streets. We also, and I hate to use the word study because we've been criticized for the studies that we conduct, but we authorized a study. And I think this study is It was necessary. I voted for it. It was a study, though, that we brought a professional group in here with lasers on their vehicles, and they will drive every street in the city of San Angelo. Now, you've got on the far left-hand side of the scale, which is relatively inexpensive, is your refinishing of a street. Right next to that, you have the mill and overlay of a street. And these are relatively inexpensive. On the far right-hand side of the scale, you have the total complete rebuild of a street. And this is a tremendously expensive project. For a point of reference, Bell Street is probably the worst street in our city.
It's horrible.
To do Bell Street from the bridge going north is an $8 million project. This is big, big money. They tell us to do every street in our city to bring it up to perfection. We're looking at $150 million. This engineering study that we're doing, they will drive our streets. They will tell us exactly which streets we can refinish. They will tell us the streets we can mill and overlay. And they will tell us the streets are the portions of the street which needs total complete replacement. We will then be able to package these, go out to the bonds, borrow money, work on these streets, and we can do it as they're needed. And that's the importance of this study, is that it takes the politics out of it. They will give us a list. This street is worst. This one is second. This one is third. And we can bundle these streets with a dollar amount. We can refurnish, we can mill and overlay, and we can totally rebuild within a range, and we can do this. Also, this budget cycle, we put $4 million into the street fund, and this is four times what we have done in the past, but we're very, very serious about rebuilding and replacing and protecting our streets because they're deteriorating at a great rate. But we're working on it.
Well, I think like Darby Hake was the one who said it at one of his meetings. We've got all these people moving here, but they're not bringing any of the streets with them.
That's right.
And so we got more and more traffic. If you haven't felt the traffic on our roads, folks, just drive around a little bit right now. There's a lot more traffic on our roads.
You know, I look at Bell Street, which we agree is the worst. MLK, Howard, North Road Board, Chadburn, South Chadburn, College Hills. We've got streets all over town that need to be repaired. And if we don't get a handle of them, they're all going to become total reconstructs instead of mill and overlay.
And just a part of a personal question. Bell Street, now, again, growing up living in Sonora, some too, you going driving stuff, I'm familiar with Producers is and Bell Street is. A lot of heavy trucks on that road all the time. Will that study say, okay, this road needs to be built with more cement or more base or whatever they do because the traffic on this is more 18-wheelers than versus College Hills?
It will tell us that to the fact that they will tell us that this street is totally destroyed.
Okay.
Its life is over. It needs to be rebuilt. And then when we rebuild them, we can rebuild them to the specifications. It's necessary for the traffic that is on the street.
Which would be smart.
We must do.
Yeah.
But if we can get on an 8-year cycle on our streets in every district, then we can get and also, I think it was two council meetings ago, we authorized the city to hire a crew and to buy some equipment so that we could do some of this work ourselves. We did our own streets back in the 70s and 80s, but in the 80s, we put it out to private contractors. But we're trying to get back into the city where we do some of this maintenance ourselves to protect the streets that we have before they deteriorate.
One thing on the streets, and I meant to ask you this earlier, but we had a guy that emailed us back on it. Because we talked about the streets, what was going on. They said, well, they're building all these new sidewalks in San Angelo. Why in the world are they building sidewalks? We need the streets to work fixed.
Well, a lot of this is federal and state grants.
That's what I thought.
Yes, it's a horse of a different color.
It basically wasn't a choice by the council or you.
Yes.
That was done.
That's not city. That's state and federal.
Okay, so that's not
ADA.
That's not our local taxpayer dollars going to streets. That is total separate. Okay, there's your answer, folks.
You know, another thing that we did last week in our last meeting, we approved $13.5 million. And with this, we're building a new fire station out on the southeast part of town. We're building a new fire training center. We are buying communications equipment for our police and for our EMTs that has been derelict for many, many years. It's obsolete. It doesn't work. They can't talk to each other. We're spending $1.5 million to redo the communication systems that the police have in their car and with their federal counterpart. This is a mandate. But we spent $13.5 million to improve life and quality and protection and safety in the city of San Angelo. And we were able to do this because our city has a very good debt-to-income ratio. We have a very good credit rating. And in the same move, we were able to refinance the debt we have. We are able to save $82,000 a month on our city debt because of the stellar credit rating that we have. So we are working continually to do the best that we can do for our citizens. And if we can save money while we're doing it, then every
$82,000 is a chunk of change.
That's a lot of money. That's a lot of money. And it's the same money. I mean, we just refinanced and was able to save this amount of money.
Smart business.
You don't talk trash?
Hey, let's talk some trash. This is the kind of trash talk I like, though.
I'm going to tell you what, this has been one of the most controversial things that we have faced. It was something that we had to do. We had to negotiate to get the very best for our citizens. We couldn't lay our cards on the table and call our bet until we knew what we were doing. And we were able to finally negotiate with Republic, and we got a tremendous deal for our citizens. Remember, on August 1, we had two choices, or three. We go with Republic, or we go with Texas Disposal, or we go with no trash service at all. And those are the only three options we had. Republic was willing to put some $10 million into our community for the privilege of trash. They were willing to do it for $15.12 per month for residential. TDS said, we will do it for cost plus 20%. They were putting no money into it. And their original estimate for trash pickup was almost $19 a month. On the commercial side, Republic is a little bit, just a couple of percentage points higher than TDS. But we picked the best company for San Angelo. And they told us when we did it, it would take about 9 months to implement. The education will be starting very quickly. In March and April, our citizens will begin to get two cans. One can's going to be, we'll call it blue, and this is for garbage. Another can will be, let's call it green, and this will be for recycling.
Go green.
They will pick up your blue can on, let's call it Monday. This will go to the landfill. They will pick up your green can on Thursday. This will go to Butts Recycling, a local San Angelo company that is doing a tremendous amount of work right now to get ready. Put everything you recycle in the green can, your newspapers, your plastics, your cans, your metal, everything but glass. Glass is not yet on the list. We're working on it. All of your recyclings will go to Butts. Butts will package this. They'll put it on a truck. They'll send it to Fort Worth, and they'll run it through a processing center there that separate. You don't have to separate it. You don't have to clean it. You just throw it in the can.
No additional cost to
them. No additional cost. This is all included.
Well, Mayor Morrison, I'm not a real smart man. But when a man offers me $10 million and a better price versus no dollars and a higher price, I think I can figure this one out pretty quick.
It didn't take us long to figure it out.
I'm pretty sure it didn't. I think that was a good move right there.
It was.
And the recycling, we've already heard, well, you know, that's going to be kind of a pain. Houston, Dallas, San Antonio, if you drive even in their streets, we go to conventions and stuff, they have a recycle bin for this, and then your trash. I've been starting it after we talked a few months ago. It's not hard at all. It's good for everybody.
Half of the trash, and my wife and I did this, half of the things we throw away are recyclable. Our landfill did have a 14-year lifespan. Now, with all the industry in San Angelo, it's dropped down possibly to a 12-year. This is an expense that's in the tens of millions of dollars. We have got to protect our landfill. If we can cut half of what goes into it, we may get 14 to 15 years out of it. So, plus, it's good for the environment. There's no reason to throw stuff away that can be recycled.
I said, if you've had any dirt work done lately, and he said 10 to 15, we wait 10 more years, there's no telling what it would cost to replace that landfill.
It's frightening.
It would. You talk about a tax increase would be huge.
Let's protect what we have while
we can. Absolutely. So you know, I always say, let's take the high road when we're talking about anything, but that's the trash talk I like talking about.
We got a good contract. We had some controversy on this. We took some hits, but we got the best that we could get for our citizens, and it's far, far less right now than any of our sister cities. They all have less pickup, plus there's a bulk pickup where they come up and pick up your couches and chairs and these things that you can't take to the dump. Plus, Republic is paying for this once a month trash service where you can take whatever you want to the landfill and dump it free of charge. Republic's
with
taking
water,
that
is
off.
That with your water bill?
With your water bill. So it's they're doing everything they can. We're doing what we can to get the trash out of our system, out of our city, clean our city up, and make it more livable. And still had an expenses less than our sister
cities.
Not believe
this. We are getting close on time. But I want to talk. We've talked about the water. We've talked about the trash. We've talked about the roads. Probably the only thing y'all haven't fixed is education. I don't think y'all have any control on that.
Have no control.
But other than that, those are probably the four most important topics in the state of Texas, really.
You're absolutely right.
And y'all have hit the ones you can hit. So if you'll do me one favor, and this
what
is a big
is?
Favor, look in your crystal ball, and what do you see in the future for San Angelo in the near future?
You know, San Angelo has always maintained a level economy. We're not like some of our sister cities that boom and bust. We have a level. Now, we have, as you know, it has been lower than our sister cities. But we have always maintained this level. And I think that's what we will continue to see. We need to control things to protect our quality of life. We need to take care of our business. We need to protect our city. We need to protect our citizens. We need to protect our landfill. We need to fix our water. We need to fix our streets. And let's maintain a city where our citizens can happily live and be prosperous and raise their children.
You know, we need to leave out one thing, the police department.
I am very, very proud of my police department.
We just had a good budget. So.
And we're going to do something about a police headquarters. That's something that we also realize. I don't know what we're going to do. We've got feelers out everywhere, but the building they're in now is falling down around them. Something must be done. This probably will be a bond election.
Well, Mayor, I want to thank you again. Thanks for what you're doing. Thanks for you being available. That's so important to the citizens. I've never heard anybody say, when I call him, he will call me back. And with people coming here, they're skeptical on things. You personally meeting with them and helping is good for the city of San Angelo. I think you're a great ambassador.
Well, that's my job. My job is to promote San Angelo. I'm very serious about it. I was born and raised here. I expect to leave feet first, and I'll do everything I can to promote my city.
Okay, go ahead and do your line. I said, so have you lived in San Angelo all your life?
I haven't lived here all my life yet.
I thought that was pretty good. Folks, y'all have a great weekend. We'll catch you next week.